Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 24th of October. It's a Saturday. That means we are one day away from our weekly long sermon drop. We do this on Sunday, and it posts wherever you listen to the DDP. You can listen to the full hour-long, usually an hour-long audio version of a sermon we've preached somewhere around the world. We are bringing to you tomorrow the third of four sermons from our recent trip to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We broke away from this set of four last Sunday and aired for you the message titled, God Provides a Lamb. I did that because tomorrow night in North Georgia is our monthly meeting, and we're continuing our series on silencing the lamb, and I wanted to get that message out there so that those who do come to our meeting have already had a chance to rehearse that message. And that required me to break in. So if you have been following along with the Grand Rapids lessons, they are progressive in some respects, especially the one we aired 2 weeks ago and the one we're going to air tomorrow. 2 weeks ago, I aired a message titled Conform to the Death of Christ. This is from Philippians 3. It really speaks to a lot of the things we talked about in our 2018 book, Righteous Saul versus Righteous Paul, in that book we look at the difference between the righteousness of Saul of Tarsus and the righteousness of Paul who has met Jesus, but we also did some extensive work in that book, well, as extensive as a little book can be, on Paul's doctrine of the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ as it plays out in the life of the believer, so that these are not just constructs, they're not just images, say Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus raising from the dead, as a historical event that has some sort of metaphoric or metaphysical impact on your life. No, Paul taught them as the death of Christ being exacted in us, and the resurrection of Christ being a reality in us. So where we did the message 2 weeks ago called Conform to His Death, the follow-up, which these happened in a morning session followed by an afternoon session, so they're happening in the same calendar day. The follow-up we will air tomorrow, and it's called That I May Attain the Resurrection. And that's a quote from Philippians 3:11. Where Paul, who has been talking about being conformed to the death, fellowshipping with the suffering, and now wants to attain to the resurrection. And it's interesting because it's interesting for a number of reasons. First of all, because our concept of resurrection is almost entirely physical. Paul does not indicate an entirely physical resurrection in that passage. But secondly, and I'll save it for the message, so don't miss it, but Paul uses a Greek phrase he never uses again in the New Testament to describe the kind of resurrection that he's referring to. So check it out tomorrow. It's wherever you get your podcast. It's available also at paulwhiteministries.com, which is where all of our material is available. If you want, would you subscribe to our YouTube channel, PWM? Click the notifications, and then you'll get notified whenever anything is posted in regards to PWM, our channel. All right, I have one verse today. It really is a verse that moves my heart. I like the poetry of it, but I also like what it says. And it's been one of those verses that even though I couldn't have told you chapter and verse, it's been one of those verses that I've had consciousness of its statement for a long, long time. I can remember the very early days of my ministry preaching this concept and this thought. And it's been one of those I had a lot of stuff back then I wouldn't preach today. This isn't one of those. This is one of those that's always sort of stayed in my spirit. Psalms chapter 30, verse number 5. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, there's a couple of different things I would focus on in this verse. I would split this in half. Sort of a Psalms chapter 30, verse 5a, and Psalms chapter 30, verse 5b. Let's do it that way. 5a, to me, says this. His anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Notice the contrast between the anger of God and the favor of God. Think of it like the frown versus the smile. And the psalmist, whom this is a song that was dedicated, or a song that was performed at the dedication of the house of David, is showing the two faces of God, the face that frowns and the face that smiles. And the face that frowns is but for a moment. This phrase is also repeated in Isaiah 54, in a text in which God tells Isaiah, or God speaks through Isaiah and tells Israel that his anger is only going to be for a moment, but then that will be like the waters of Noah to him. And I teach that the cross shows us the cross is Isaiah 53, but then Isaiah 54, we see that God, because of the cross, that's what I was going for, because of the cross of Isaiah 53, causes the barren woman to produce in Isaiah 54. And then I think there's an eschatological framework there. There's an anger that's going to last, but for a moment. I think that's the judgment against the Mosaic system. I think that's the fall of Jerusalem. But then that's like the waters of Noah to me. So we're going to put the past in the past. The psalmist says it this way. His anger is for a moment. But listen to that. His favor is for life. So the favor of God, the smile of God, lasts forever. So we need to frame this in the proper context. But if you were to take this for a day-to-day verse, wherever God disciplines you, if you want to call that anger, and I think it's okay to call it anger, just don't misuse anger. Don't put it through what is so often the natural filter. But if you want to call it anger, fine. But realize that it's always just for a moment. But the favor of God is always for life. God doesn't stop with his favor. He stops with his anger. He doesn't stop with his favor. And then there's Psalms 30, verse 5b. And the last half is this: weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, or shouts of joy come in the morning. I have used this verse in my own day-to-day walk, in my own prayer life, that no matter what goes on, no matter what happens in the darkness, where you face these struggles, where you have a bad day or a bad month or a bad year, where all chaos swirls around you, where things go wrong, it only lasts. The weeping only lasts for the night. There's a joy that comes with the morning. The sun is coming up. You could say, and we've been doing the John series in this passage of Peter, denying the Lord and then the rooster crowing. You could say that no matter how much you weep by the charcoal fire, the rooster's going to crow on a new sunshine. There's a new day coming. And just be reminded today that no matter what you're experiencing, your weeping is not a sin. Your weeping is just temporary. It's just for the night. Joy comes in the morning. And note the contrast. You look at God, you see the frown, that's temporary. You see the favor, that's forever. Okay, now look at your own face. Your weeping, that's temporary. Your joy, that's the daylight. The contrast can't be lost. We have to remember that. It's such a beautiful poetic passage. We'll continue with the book of Psalms tomorrow. See you then. God bless.